Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we get some guidance from our resident expert on such things, Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter rising in the east just after 7:30 p.m. It will be followed by Saturn at 11:15 p.m. and Mars just after midnight. The moon will be approaching its full phase towards week's end, so get that stargazing in while you can.
Now, you have a cryptic story. I was trying to figure out what you meant by this. Apparently, there's been some research done and locally that connects to the far reaches of our solar system and revealing that things don't smell so good there. How could they possibly have that kind of data, Christopher?
Indeed. It's official. The outer planets smell. The Gemini telescope atop Mauna Kea has conducted a study of the atmosphere of Uranus using the Near-Infrared Integral Field Spectrometer, or NIFS for short. NIFS sniffed the atmosphere of Uranus and found the distinct signature of hydrogen sulfide gas. This is the same gas that gives rotten eggs their distinct odor. And in fact, if you live on the Big Island, you can actually sample this smell at the steam vents in Volcano National Park.
And I guess we had already suspected these planets might not smell so good because of the gases that are part of their atmospheres.
Indeed, there has always been evidence to suggest that the outer solar system may be somewhat of a smelly place. In the atmospheres of Jupiter and Saturn, for example, there's a high content of ammonia ice. That's another gas we're familiar with here on the Earth. The conformation of hydrogen sulfide on Uranus also means that Neptune is highly likely to possess this gas too, because the two planets are thought to have formed under similar circumstances.
How about Pluto?
Well, Pluto has practically no atmosphere whatsoever.
So it'll have a nice clean smell.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
And anything other than the potential odor of the planets have we learned from this?
Well, the types of gases in the atmosphere of a giant planet can tell us about how they formed and even where they formed. Gases act like a fingerprint or signature when the planet is formed. This discovery on Uranus indicates that the outer planets perhaps didn't form in the positions we see them in today. They may have migrated from orbits closer in towards the sun.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fascinating report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.